Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Sheriff's Office continues search for missing Gillette man. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing Gillette man. Authorities say Derek Schaff has not been seen since June 12th. His last known location was in the Weston Hills area, north of Gillette. Since Schaff was reported missing, deputies have launched an extensive search involving multiple agencies, drones, canine teams, and numerous search and rescue volunteers. Crews have searched large areas of the rugged terrain north of Gillette, but so far, Schaff has not been found. The sheriff's office says the investigation remains active and is urging anyone with information to come forward. Investigators are asking anyone who has seen Schaff, has had recent contact with him, or knows someone who has, to call the Campbell County Sheriff's Office at 307-682-7271 or 307-687-6176. Officials say even the smallest piece of information could help locate Schaff and advance the investigation. Gordon praises Supreme Court ruling on girls' sports. Governor Mark Gordon is praising a U.S. Supreme Court decision that upholds state laws limiting girls' school sports teams to athletes based on their biological sex at birth. In a ruling Tuesday, the nation's high court upheld laws in Idaho and West Virginia, finding states may require student athletes to compete on teams that match their biological sex without violating federal law. The decision is expected to affect similar laws in more than two dozen states. In a statement, Governor Gordon called the ruling a victory for female athletes. Gordon, who joined a coalition of Republican governors supporting the cases earlier this year, said that as the father of daughters who competed in high school sports, he believes girls deserve fair competition and protected opportunities. Wyoming lawmakers passed the Fairness in Sports Act in 2023, requiring K-12 and college athletic teams designated for females to be limited to biological females. The law remains in effect, and Tuesday's Supreme Court ruling is expected to reinforce similar statutes across the country. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.